and once I saw that the flea bags had been immobilized by their own laughter, I gave them a smile and a wave and walked away from the pile made of their squirming bodies. Grover was waiting for me, and his eyes were wide with amazement. How'd you do that? It was easy, but never mind. We don't have time to discuss it. While they're out of commission, we need to hurry back to headquarters. We left the brothers screaming with laughter and rolling around on the ground and went streaking back to headquarters. Even though I had whipped the stuffings out of the Cannibal Brothers and had become undisputed ha-ha champion of the world, I didn't want to become careless or cocky. I mean, just because you're the smartest, toughest, best-looking dog in the whole Texas panhandle doesn't mean you can get careless about carrots. Careless about coyotes, I should say. They're stupid brutes, but they do have a kind of crude intelligence that makes them dangerous adversaries. Remember the wise old saying, never pick up a snake until the fat lady sings. Never pick up a snake until the fat lady cuts off its head. Never pick up a fat lady while she's singing. There's some wise old saying about snakes and fat ladies, but I don't care about it, and I'm not gonna mention it. Wait, I think I've got it. Never pick up a fat snake. Maybe I can paraphrase the wise old saying. The point is that you can ruin your back picking up fat ladies, and some of them will slap the snot out of you. And dead snakes aren't always as dead as they... Just skip it. I'm sorry I brought it up. Where were we? Wherever we were, it had nothing to do with fat ladies or dead snakes. Oh yes, our escape. I had just made the decision not to be careless or cocky about my huge triumph over the dumbbell coyotes. Hensley, instead of strolling back to headquarters, we punched in the Rocket Dog program and went roaring through the horse pasture and came to a gentle landing on the gravel drive in front of the machine shed. Only then did I dare to do what any normal American dog would have done. I looked back towards the horse pasture, stuck out my tongue, made monkey ears, and yelled scorn and abuse at the coyotes. There, you losers! And the next time you dare to mess with Hank the Cowdog, you'll get the same treatment, or something worse.
Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. You couldn't catch a flea on a grandpa's knee.
What a couple of morons. I can't believe you were dumb enough to fall for that trick. Ha! I was just getting warmed up. I mean, this was fun. If you can't be an unbearable winner, what's the point of winning? But I noticed that Drover was getting moon-eyed and worried.
Hank, maybe you better not rub it in. I think they've quit laughing.